Yo, what's good?
Yo.
What's working?
I'm here to talk today.
Me too.
I'm here to talk today.
Don't get twisted, buddy.
So, man, we're talking like certain guys can't rap or they're shook to respond or.
Who said that? Don't be putting words in man's mouth. Don't be doing all that.
Certain man ain't ducking. Certain man ain't losing sleep after 48 hours of stepping out into the unknown. Certain man are ready to hop into the ring. Certain man ain't ducking. Turn him up, man.
Turn him up.
Wait, first of all, pause that right there. The fact that he's using Huey Kid and the song is called allegedly either push ups or dropping Gimme 50, alluding to being like 50 Cent, who also took on many people in his prime, Huey Kid being his DJ. That shows the mentality of this guy.
And then leaking it through Academics.
Bro, Academics the guy right now. So, what? Turn them up, man. Turn them up.
Never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. Damn. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on.
This is Future right now, isn't it?
100. Future. My city, it was friend zone. That's Kendrick. He was at the Mr. Moran Big Steppers tour. In Toronto.
Number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man zone?
Man.
Nigga, boom! This the part right. With the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up.
Really?
This top, so you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your
that.
Last one.
Silent Hill. Push the things off me like, huh. Call back to that. Student of the game. Continue. Student of the game.
I think that was cute.
Man said, but you were here gassing on coal.
That was cute still.
Bro, you man,
what?
Continue.
What?
You were here gassing up coal. Saying, the greatest to ever do it.
Before you apologized?
Bro, yes.
Yeah, of course I was.
For giving light bars. Bro.
What? Where are the crazy bars here? This is as light as that. Like, what are we doing here?
Bro.
He's got.
What did he say? Hold
this,
on.
In
hold
this,
on.
He's got similar questionable bars. Like,
hold, on,
believe
hold,
that
on,
shit
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold
like,
on. Backstage in my city was friend zone. That's hard.
How's that hard? Man just said back.
It probably was.
Yeah.
If it's smoke, like how you're delivering on like that, let it be smoke when I pull up to your show. Instead, it wasn't that. But that's fine. Also, I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one.
Hold on.
I had to put it in your hand.
Max.
He put that in Future's hands.
Okay, cool.
We know.
All right.
So, I don't understand how that's not hard.
Uh-huh.
That's fine, though. They won't give him the credit now. That's fine. It's okay.
Do you know what it is, yeah? This is what I was scared of. The fact that he had so many people that he needs to respond to,
yeah,
it's gonna dilute the diss. See what I'm saying? But yeah, we'll get into it though,
because niggas had to click up to take him down. They're acting like he's Thanos.
He's clicked up.
Future and Metro, let's not do that.
Bro, see.
Let's not do that.
First of all.
That's a fact.
First of all. The only person that actually Future sent almost the same way Kendrick sent to fucking Cole, bruv. It weren't.
He still sent.
weren't nothing like, it weren't nothing serious. The only but person he still that sent was Kendrick. So, and then obviously after that, Ricky Rose and all that, but
that's... Rick Ross, The Weeknd, A$AP Rocky.
But the A$AP Rocky one makes more sense than the others, because...
That's fine, but he still shot.
Yeah, but... Okay, but that one's separate.
How's it separate? They're all on these projects.
They are, but this one's separate, though. Because my man's been singing about his girl, like, of course he's going to shoot.
Yeah, but he hopped on the guy's album.
Yeah, it's that time.
That had another album.
It's that time, isn't it?
That had shots dedicated to Drake.
All right.
So these niggas clicking up too. Am I bugging here?
You can say they're clicking up. But... It still dilutes to this, but yeah, okay.
Bro, then tell that man to make their own song directed to Drake. Instead, they're not doing that. Because they know they can't. But that's fine. Okay. My goat, 100 of them all. Rick, that's why I salute Ross. We'll get to Ross. Yeah, big up to Ross.
Alright, let's play this. This top tone, cool. You drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Cool, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit.
Okay.
Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split.
All right.
The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip.
We could've left that in the drafts. We could've left that line in the drafts.
Do you know,
not the greatest.
There's two reasons why he could've left that in the draft is because... Before this deal he's in now, he probably was in the 76.
100%.
Similar situation. So, yeah, it's cool and all that, but, yeah, I mean, that shit can definitely fit the same way, like...
100%. Fucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it with 100. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. That made no sense as well. What do you mean that makes no sense?
Because he could basically be Swiftie. He's been... When you did that advert for Apple, I think it was.
Brother, like, an advert as opposed to making a song.
They're still both for the bread, no?
Of course, but exactly. We're talking about two different things.
Wait, who's got a song? Has Kendrick got a song with Taylor?
Yes.
And Drake hasn't?
No.
Oh, okay. So what's that? Okay, but...
Obviously a pop move. Kendrick has a song with Maroon 5 too.
Yeah.
So
I don't get what's that bar. I don't get. Is that a shot,
bro? That's what man has to do.
What?
He has to do the pop things.
We're saying is that what the shot is?
We're
saying that Kendrick Lamar has to do the pop things,
bro. He has, and he did. He didn't need to make those songs.
He didn't need to, but he's saying he had to.
And bruh,
is that
apparently,
what we're saying?
The way
saying?
He's talking, he's saying
that's
he's
what,
got
that's
splits.
What Jake's saying. That's what Jake's
exactly.
Saying.
Exactly. Obviously, not everything is going to be true, but agendas have their agendas. So,
what is that?
Listen.
Is that something you're believing in?
No, I don't necessarily believe in it.
Okay.
But it's provocative. It gets people going.
It's unbelievable. It gets you going.
Listen.
That didn't move me.
That's fine. There's more to come.
All right, bro.
There is, but let it play.
We're a third way through, by the way.
That's fine. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. Okay. Nigga, you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add his talk with your ass, I had to hike that's down. Hard. Big difference between Mike then and Mike hard. Now. That was cold. Hot.
That was cold. I think that was the only part that was cold.
That's a lie. 20v1, nigga. What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Hard.
That was cold, yeah.
Hard. Love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Hard.
Yeah, I'm the sixth guy. I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles Lil Blunt running. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash
flowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spin it like you tryna fuck, boy you tripping, Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got him done, boy, don't make me at the chipping nail. Rolling loud stage, I would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him, start to kiss and tell.
That's crazy. Hugs
and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit, ayy. I be with some bodyguards like Whitney, top say, drop your little midget ass, better fucking, ayy.
That's crazy.
Did we put money on him making a hit? Did we put money on that? We didn't put money on that.
On what?
On him doing a back-to-back version of this. I told you he was doing that.
What do you mean?
He was supplying us. Are we there yet? Okay, we're not there yet.
I might take your latest girl a cuffer like on Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on a chart he got from Drizzy. Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business. Nigga, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs, dropping, give me 50, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start to beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck.
He's talking to you. He's talking to you.
He said, I don't care what Cole's got.
Exactly. Because that shit was weak as fuck. Weak. No backbone. Weak. Dusty.
Brewing in a pot now, heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga calling top to see if top wanna piece it up. Top wanna piece it up. Top wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You don't roll deep to this, it's not fuck.
What is he saying there about top?
Top wanna piece up. I'm assuming he's talking about Cole.
You speaking up, you don't roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Corn bought your show money, merch money, feed us. Damn. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up. What top 5 you smoking on, Kendrick?
Trying to keep it PG Lang candidates.
All right, Chip, we ready?
Bro. Listen, man.
Are we ready to talk about it?
Well, I'm ready.
So, what? Okay. Let's dissect it per person.
Okay.
Should we start off with where we wanted it to go? Like, what is he going to say about Kendrick?
I mean, he kept it. He kept it low.
He wanted, didn't it? He wanted Kendrick flames, no? That's what the streets wanted. Nah, I'm a bugging.
He kept it low. He kept it. It's a jab. It's a jab. It's a jab. What's the buzz? Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. The whole extortion, top dog owner 50%. How much validity there is to that, I'm not sure. I'm personally questioning myself, but it is what
I think that one's the most, oh my days, because that one's the one where it's like, oh, raw, if that's true, that could spin a narrative of raw. This could be why he doesn't drop as often as he does. Do you know what I'm saying? So if that's really what it is, then yeah, Drake might have done something there, innit?
Right, right.
But I do feel like, did I tell you about how I thought this was scripted last week?
What this whole beef?
Yeah.
Stop it, man.
And I think.
Stop it.
Okay, I'll get into, remind me as to my theory. I've got a theory as to why this is scripted. But when we finish this, Okay. And then we get into the Ricky Rose one.
Okay.
Then yeah.
Yeah, Maroon 5 need a verse. You better make a way. You better do that motherfucking show inside the Bitty. Bitty referring to Al Bompton. And he, not that he claims it, but Kendrick is from the side of the Piru, so to speak. What do you call it? Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop. You better drop and give him 50. Pit squeak pipe down. You ain't no big free. Scissor got you wiped out. Travis got you wiped out. Savage got you wiped out. First of all, let's keep it a stack. Them guys mentioned have done great things, achieved great things. But are they on that status? No. Let's keep it a stack. But again, agendas have to agenda. What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. That is a fucking hard bar. Basically addressing what he said. Prince outlived Mike Jack. Factually, a prince is the son of a king. What do you call it? And also, Michael Jackson's kid is also called Prince. Yeah, that's fucking hard. Get more love in your city than you're from, nigga. That's debatable. What else? I be with some bodyguards at Whitney. Obviously, the bodyguard flip. Kendrick's wife being called Whitney. I don't personally think it's that serious.
Apparently she cheated.
Allegedly. But Kendrick is also on record from his last album saying that he's also cheated. So, with that information, do what you will in it.
Don't know if that makes a difference, but...
Plus, I don't even think it's that disrespectful. It's not disrespectful, but...
It's not disrespectful, it's just putting it out there that makes it, that like, it gives it a...
I guess, but you gotta keep it going. What else did he say? This for the top dogs dropping, give me 50, obviously. Alluding to the for the dogs getting buried, top dog being his manager and former label head. What else? That fucking song, Y'all Cat, did not start the beef with us. So he's confirming that it has been going on probably as long as we think. So close to 10 years at this point. I think probably over 10 years. Yeah, I don't care what Cole thing, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Yeah. Kendrick. I mean, bro, if we're keeping a stack, the verse is great. But I think it's
great
because of
great.
It is great.
Great.
It's a great. It's a bruh.
Great.
The like that verse.
I thought you were talking about Drake's thingy.
Bruh, it's a good jab. Okay, it's a good jab back.
Good is the better word. Not great, but yeah, okay, cool. The like that verse, yeah.
A great so, verse. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like people are blowing. It's status or
out of proportion.
Yeah, 100%.
In the moment, it was like, oh my days.
Yeah.
Because of certain things like Nigga Bum, like fuck the big three, it's big
meat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's also the way he delivers it as well. It's not just what he's saying, it's the delivery in it. So
100.
I think that plays a large part of it, to be fair, innit?
100.
That's why I feel like if this is really what Drake has got to offer, it's peak for my man.
I disagree. I feel like this is not the first. This is not the only one we're going to get from Drake. Okay, especially cool. When Kendrick responds.
What, are we going to get another one from Drake before?
100%.
Before Kendrick responds?
No. Oh, Kendrick is going to respond. Kendrick is definitely going to respond. In terms of how long, I don't know. But he definitely will respond.
But
if he's on the clock, that's up to people to decide, you get me? But we have to keep the same energy. When that verse dropped, people saying, ah, Drake's got to respond. What were you saying? You handled the Meek Mill thing swiftly, so you got to do this. Same with Pusha T and whatnot. He obliged. He obliged.
Man said he obliged.
He 100% obliged.
You're fucking sick, bro.
Kendrick, we're now waiting. That's it. We're waiting.
Is it?
100%. Bruv, let's keep the same energy. Because I promise you, if Kendrick was the first one to drop a track, people saying, Drake, hurry up, where's your song? Whatever. People quickly take that stance. So let's not do that.
Because Drake is outside.
Don't do that. He's just come off tour.
So
he's probably trying to relax somewhere or whatever.
Stop it, bruv.
What are you talking about?
Last time he came off tour, he was dropping the album, bruv. Don't mean shit. What do you mean? I said what I said.
Bruh, we're talking about a guy making an album whilst on tour as opposed to going on tour and then coming off it. And then this is what's happening. Well, literally, as he's about to get off tour, this is what's happened.
Yeah, what's your point? My point, I don't know if my point is rocket science or anything. My point is the fact that the studio is easy for him.
Kendrick's not recording, so he has plenty of time to get in that booth. What are you talking about? Bro, is he making the album as of now?
Should be, no.
Who knows?
I'm sure Hitman Baby Keem are doing something.
Who knows? Well, I would hope. Who knows? What am I saying? Dropping Gimme 50. I was trying to keep it PG line. Listen, this is a light jab. Considering that he was jabbing at others as well. But again,
should we go over the future bars?
Future bars, 1 second.
I think the future bars were interesting. I wonder what he's saying about the Sierra team.
That was cold. I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put in your hand. He had to give Future his first hit. First number one hit. What else? What's the bar? Rolling Loud stage, y'all turn, that was slick as hell. Shit will probably change if your BM start to kiss and tell. Future and Metro had a set at Rolling Loud where they played like that but didn't play the Kendrick first. But Sierra has a song called Kiss and Tell, and their issues are pretty public to see in it. The whole back and forth between themselves about their kid and whatnot. That was a fireball. I'm trying to think if there was anything else to do with Future. Trying to see. Yeah, no. I don't think there's anything else. Who else did he speak to? Ross. What's the bar? Yeah, I might take a let's go and cover like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he's jumping in. This nigga turning 50. Every song that he made on the chart, you got from Jersey. Spend that little check and you gotta stay up out of my business. That's crazy. They got a lot of hits. I'll say that. And then who else did he shoot at? Metro, it's pretty clear. Yeah. Show your bitch up. Oh wait, another Future bar. Shit we do for bitches, you doing for niggas. What the fuck? Jet whips chains, wicked. That's reference to Wicked, nah, bro.
That's Waffle though, because he does the same thing, but yeah.
How?
Whips and chains. He doesn't do that. He doesn't get his niggas whips and chains.
Bro, listen.
he don't send his plane to niggas.
If you go out flaunt it, that's what I'll say.
So that's what I'm saying. How is that a solid diss if Ricky,
fits on his own? Again, I'll say this.
What are you doing?
A lot of these are countable. Like, you can counter a lot of these. Drake, there are clear shots you can take at Drake in it, which will come off hard. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of them are public anyway. So it's like, unless you got different angles or you release info that we don't know or shit like that, it probably won't hit as hard. Same way Drake calling Kendrick short or whatever. It's not that great. But again, I feel like this is why this is just testing the waters. It's calling Kendrick out to see if he has actually got that song that he's got allegedly that he made 4 years ago or whatever. This and Drake. But let's see. But yeah. It's like, fam, do you know what's funny? I was speaking to Tops about, and he was like saying, this was before the song came out, and he was like, Drake will be scared to go against Kendrick, he's the boogeyman, or whatever. Oh, bruh.
Tops has been glazing on
bro!
He's bro! Glazing on Kendrick.
Broski? It's crazy. These man talk about him like he's the savior or whatever. But listen, it's cool. But again, I kept telling people, Drake ain't shook. I don't know what people heard. I don't know what people think. But the last thing Drake is shook. Bro, he's been here before. So, brother, let's keep it a stack in it. Man wanna say, Kendrick raps better, he's the boogeyman. Cool. But he ain't been in the arena like that. Drake has. So let's keep it a stack. 5-0. Oh, fuck off.
Neil Palmer got a hat.
That's good for my team. Yeah, that's crazy though, man. But Ross clapped back within 2 hours, allegedly. I have to salute that.
He did.
I have to salute that.
He also said this. Like a light, slept through the fight, not for the night. 767 minutes, shit got double fucking, man. I still got
smoking so when I'm fresh. Yes, you wrote this. You would never guess who wrote this.
You know what? If Rick Ross is anything, he's too funny.
It's a beautiful day. Me waking up from a nap, I just realized BBL Drizzy called his mommy on me. He shared their text messages between each other. Cupcake Drake, tell your mama you stayed out past your curfew, white boy. That's you wanted crazy. To hang at the park with the niggas. Smoke weed with the niggas while we washed our old school Chevys. White boy, you got a Chevy, white boy? I doubt it. But anyway, big nose.
Oh, my goodness.
Big nose. Boy, you had 25% body fat with a carved out 6-piece. Stop. We know what time it is. That shit costs 4 bands. Stop. But tell your mama Well, in Miami, we say old girl. Tell your old girl she a beautiful lady. I told you that before, and I meant that. But you tell your mama, white boy, you stayed out at the pub too late. And you can't call her when you get in this shit.
I hear her.
This shit too deep to call your mama, white boy.
Listen, the jokes will fly.
He called, there's the one of them where fly. He called him, a possum pussy or something like that.
Pastrami pussy.
Yeah, pastrami
pussy. I was like, you know what, bro? You know what? To me, yeah, I don't even think like the beef or the beef, quote unquote beef, is that serious. Like, I feel like
they're having fun.
Yeah, it's not that serious. Man will let the jokes fly, and this is completely fine. Completely fine. And Rick Ross rapping back, hey.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghostwriters, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time.
Did he say you're a worker working the chart?
Bro.
Like.
But. Let's just be honest. Again, man can lie in... Well, man can embellish.
Wait, hold on.
That's a lie. We're talking like Drake don't have one of... He has the most Hot 100 entries. Like, let's just be honest. Let's just be frank.
Because he's a slave to it. And
no, because he's that good at it.
Let's get in line, bruv.
Bro,
slave master.
If Drake is anything, he's a hit maker.
They say get in line, bruv. You got shits to make. Man.
Yeah. Again, that's.
Well, is he a hit maker or is he a actor?
Let's not be silly. We know he's a hit maker.
Right.
We know that. That's not. Let me find contestable.
I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain. Watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just describe where you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I.L.E. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field. Go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free. Do it all. For the thrill, niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If
Wait, hold on. You see, pop and perk for the thrill. Is that a thing song? Is that a lyric for my Drizzy song?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You definitely know, man.
Free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. White boy, I see you. Yeah, check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me cause the clip is fully. Niggas pussy don't wanna push me, I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves, but he never had a fight in school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves.
Okay.
Flow was copying your pace, Weezy gave you the juice. Okay. Another white boy at the park, wanna hang with the crew. Bullet surprise winner, switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face, he beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming, I predicted my fate. Got more money than you, fuck you want me to say. 50 mil for the crib, where you want me to stay. I can shoot up the block, I got bitches to paint. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home, and no room for debate.
Let's be honest, let's be frank, let's be Lampard.
It was good for him.
And good for us.
It gave him commercial success, but he was cemented before that, my man.
Of course. So. I'm not disputing that, but to say that, bro, Drake benefited more from working with Ross.
He did to an extent.
That's a cap. That's a cap. That's a cap.
He did to an extent.
That is a cap.
If you say so.
Name me Ross's three most popular songs in your opinion.
That don't matter.
No. I'm just trying to prove
that
something.
That don't matter.
I'm trying to prove something. Just answer that real quick.
That's Pineapples.
Okay.
can say stay scheming.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the
song. We don't even need to go any further. Those two you just mentioned have got a Who on them. Right. Cool. That's fine. Listen.
Like I said, you can have all the commercial success, but like I said,
again,
without the commercial success, he was cemented.
Listen, so I'm not disagreeing with you.
So what,
bro?
Okay, listen. Let me my point is, Drake getting in a song with Rosé gives him that street credibility.
100%.
So that's,
well, to a certain extent, cool. To a certain extent. Ross has his own issues.
You reckon he could have done the stay scheming without my man?
Bro, Drake had to be on that song.
Alright, bro.
Let's not lie. Let's be honest.
I'm being honest.
Bro, why do niggas listen to stay scheming?
What?
Why do you niggas listen to stay scheming? Exactly. The field, go and carry me a meal. Kill you niggas for free. Do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me.
I never wanna be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father knows, nigga. I don't follow you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog project. That one the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you old motherfucking stun of your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Get rap a lot, some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. It's Rosé, nigga. We can do it how you wanna do it, where you wanna do it, anytime you wanna do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six pack gone. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga.
Bro.
Yeah. And to be honest, that's easily better than what Drizzy had to
do. That's cap. Bro, these were just jokes to me. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. These were just jokes.
What part?
The whole of it. He didn't say anything that was crazy.
Man said these are just jokes.
Bro, man was calling him white boy half the time. Saying flipping, what'd you call it? He got a six pack, done or whatever.
Done is
nice. Go give, which is a lie.
Is it though?
It is.
Why? Because of the text message you showed his mum.
Bro,
is that what's proving it?
Bro, look at his nose from fucking 2010 to now. It's the same thing. He's probably had work. Well, he has had work done. But on his nose is not true. But whatever. The whole give Weezer some more money, give Rap-A-Lot some more money. What do you call it? Sent the cease and desist to French Montana. That's one of the ones that we didn't know about, which is very interesting, but cool. What else did he say? Another white boy at the park when I hang with the crew. What do you call it? Like his muse, but he never had to fight in school. Always, that's fire though. Because his, what do you call it? His role in Degrassi was a guy that I think ultimately became disabled or whatever. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flows copy and paste, Weezy gave it the juice. Low key. Right. What'd you call it? What else? Uh your work or wanted to chart no made me laugh. Yeah, I mean, that's really it. Like, there's not much else he went crazy with. Like, it wasn't, nah. But did I respect it 100%?
I thought it was fire.
I hear it.
I liked the beginning bit, even just how he, to be honest, the beat as well was brazy. The way he raps over it, like I saw somebody say this was luxury, like a luxury diss record. And yeah, no, I definitely felt all of that still. I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see now what, if Drake's going to respond to Rick Ross, or what is he going to do? Is he going to wait to see who else this is and then respond in another diss track with multiple people, like, but I don't know, I think that's a bit, I think if you're the man, you should have enough to go out them one by one.
100%. But Drake's not gonna do that.
Why not?
Bruh, it's the Jay-Z notion. The rest of y'all, you get half a bar, fuck y'all niggas. He's going at the guy that initially challenged him, which is Kendrick. The rest of these men can get bars and whatnot, but nah, we going head to head with this guy. That's it. If you man really want to smoke, you man do your own diss songs, and then he'll address you man one by one. You man clicking up on Metro's albums to take shots, fine, but you man are giving this guy too much power when you do that. You man are acting like he's Thanos.
Yeah.
Drake, the fact that you man had to assemble on multiple albums to take shots at this guy clearly shows that
they didn't have to.
Metro
did that strategically.
But they did.
Okay.
So you're giving him one the power to say, bruh, you man had to click up to try and check me, and two, what do people really have the issue with? Because I don't know. What are the issues that bear these men are coming up
to take down Drake? You reckon there's no issues?
No. I think there is in it, but I'm not privy to that. I don't know why that is, yeah, that they're all clicking up to do that.
A lot of people are getting onto him, but I mean, I don't know. I think everyone's got their own reason, isn't it? They're all separate. There's different reasons for different, do you know what I'm saying? Like, but I think, what's it called? Yeah. But the clicking up thing, I think it doesn't, that bar doesn't move me because, bro, like, I don't know if Metro called these players in and said, Ross, we're dissing Kendrick, we're dissing Drake, this is what the project's about. To be honest, I tell a lie, that's probably what the project was about.
Exactly. So you're giving this guy too much power. I'm an artist.
If you're saying that, then that means you're saying that Amber Rose should be paid for Dark Beautiful.
No, let's not do that. The whole project is not based around her.
Who was it inspired by?
And a multitude of things.
It was inspired by
she her. Was part of that.
She was the main inspiration that,
bro,
that inspired they, the whole
concept. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is not solely about Amber Rose.
No, but she inspired the main part of it.
No, she did not. If you listen to the majority of that, it's only really one or two songs that are about Amber Rose. That's it.
Okay, but the rest of them are like love songs and like being in certain situations in a relationship and where to enter. Do you know what I mean?
I disagree that it's the same, to be honest. I don't think it's the same.
I think it is.
I don't know.
Because I say that to say in terms of like, bro, if the inspiration started off here, this is what inspired this project and what we're talking about, yes, you can deviate from like different topics and whatnot and where to tear, yeah, but this was what inspired the project, innit? Sending for my man. So, but yeah, no, I think you can have that, but I don't think that's anything wild. Like, Drake is somehow the biggest, isn't it? The biggest pop star we've got of this generation. So they gotta make it. Do you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Do like, they?
I don't think it says anything for the artist.
That's cap.
Why?
That's cap.
So then, how can you?
Because if you didn't really care, then you wouldn't do it.
I didn't say they didn't care. What are you talking about?
I'm saying if he wasn't as powerful as people think, or he's just a pop star, or whatever, people wouldn't care. Artists wouldn't care enough to take shots at him.
I'm not disputing whether or not they care enough to take shots at him. I'm disputing the fact that you're saying because they clicked up.
Yes, yeah, they did click up.
And came onto this project.
Yes.
And did it.
Yes.
Like, that's a, ooh. Like, I think, bro, like, I really do feel like it might have been even fucking Kendrick's bar that might have inspired it. Like, because I don't know.
Yeah, this is just copium.
What's the copium?
Bro, just admit it. That man clicked up to go at him. It's fine.
But you're saying that as if, ooh.
It is ooh.
How? But,
bro, where else are niggas clicking up to take down one guy? Where else? Answer the question. Where else are artists doing that? Find me another example of that.
Football fans are doing that every week.
Oh no, I'm talking football. Where else are man doing that? Where else? Who else are they doing that for?
Oh. But bro,
who else are they doing that for?
But bro, he's the biggest, so yeah.
Cool. Exactly.
What?
Who exactly else what? Are they? They're not doing that for just anybody.
No, duh.
So there's obviously some level where they're like, oh no, we need to, there's something we gotta do about this guy, whatever. Something like that. Bro, yeah, every man has their own reasons for doing so. Mm-hmm. But again, they say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So you niggas have your individual issues, but
I mean, yeah, we'll if that's up. What something you wanna, okay, cool, bro. You can ooh R on that.
Listen,
one there, I don't think
he said it's come like a 20-1. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, cool. That's what happens when you're at the top, innit?
That again, and he's standing up to the challenge.
I respect him for it, but that's like he hasn't done much in the challenge, like.
This is what I'm... Bro,
no, he hasn't
if
done much,
I
though.
Explain how this guy was going off for Cole when he dropped that seven... When he took... He's taking it off, by the way, which is a lame sucker ass move. Lame. Lame.
I'm going to have to leave that in the history.
Lame.
That's in the history.
Lame.
That was...
Lame ass move.
That's in the history books.
Lame ass move.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, niggas aren't willing to stand by what they said.
Yeah, sweat, but we move, man.
Man said we move. If Drake did that, you would not be... I would not hear the end of it.
Bossy.
That's a fact.
You haven't heard the end of him being a ghostwriter. Having ghostwriters.
Again, you can say the whole ghostwriting thing. That's we can touch on that.
New reference text. Yes,
Metro leaked. Allegedly. Bro, apparently it was him.
Allegedly.
But, bro, he's on the song.
Who?
Yai.
Yeah, so what?
Bro, fam, anybody with a brain would realise that song, Drake is not just writing that. He's not.
Okay, cool. But what song are we talking about?
Jumbotron shit popping.
Alright, and so... Just so the people know, there's a reference track.
Yes.
That's come out and
who? Yes, by Lil Yachty.
And okay. And what project's that off?
Her Loss,
okay.
He was involved a lot with that, by the way.
Mm. And what about For All Your Dogs as well?
He was involved with that one as well.
Mm. Damn.
It's not a damn thing. It's just that's the facts.
And also,
Kendrick had one leak for N95, so what are we talking about?
the riot came out and said that's cap.
Okay, cool. So, interesting that, but so, I digress.
Okay. But if we're to quickly just tap in on that N95 thing,
yeah,
if that was real, I think I might have to quit hip hop.
This is what fans do. Man have this unrealistic expectations.
What do you mean unrealistic,
bro? You're acting like these big artists write everything. They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because they're busy. Shit. What the fuck?
Nah, man.
Man needs to break down this facade that.
And that means they're not real people, then, are they?
What do you mean they're not real people? They're
all paid actors, bro.
Might as well be actors, isn't
it? That's what it is.
So because
I hear it's entertainment.
So because a few here and there are helped out by others, they're now actors.
Who are the few?
Bro, whoever else is writing on their songs.
Bro, if Kendrick, Drake have writers on their songs, bro.
Yes.
That is criminal.
Criminal how?
Maybe because you've accepted it and you've been accepted.
Bro.
Because I don't know if it's the coping, the fact that it's Drake and that.
Bro.
And you've just accepted
I'm
that.
I'm saying this for all artists, period. It's not just a Drake thing.
For hip-hop, that's not it, Chief. Like,
This is crazy for me personally. I'm not going to lie.
Man are telling me that hip-hop, that doesn't matter. Like, what are we doing here, bro? Like,
what?
How can you tell me, like, having a writer doesn't matter in hip-hop?
Bro, it's not about having a writer. Music is a collaboration process. It doesn't mean that everything you're performing is not written by you.
Cope.
Bro, let's keep it a stack, man.
Cope.
Bro. Go check credits on Kendrick Lamar's album. I guarantee you'll find additional writers. Does that mean that Kendrick is not one of the best rappers about? Of course not.
That wouldn't be good enough. And it depends on what they're actually writing. Like, if it's like, if it's like actual hooks and whatnot, I'm not mad at that. But if it's actual
verses, part of the song, right?
Yeah, it's part of the song.
That's part of the song, right?
Yes, it is part
so
of the song.
So why is that given a blight as opposed to lines and songs and shit like that?
Because
lyricists, yes. Just hear what mental gymnastics you're doing.
What do you mean mental gymnastics? I'm talking about hip-hop.
It's still part of a song. Hold on.
Let me land. Let me land.
Okay.
When I'm talking about hip-hop, I'm talking about bars. Culture and that, you already know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm talking about bars, bro.
Right.
So when I say that,
right,
that's me, like the most lyrical person
right.
is most likely not gonna be able to create you the best hooks.
Okay. Right.
What?
Cool. Continue.
Is that not true?
I disagree, but continue.
Give me a lyrical person that's great.
Jay-Z.
And he's great at writing hooks.
Yes.
How many features did he go on a feature one where he was writing hooks for people, where he was doing hooks and that for people?
Bro, he wrote the fucking Watcher off the Chronic. He wrote Still Dre.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
But
fam, this is not a new thing.
Yeah, but then he's GOAT, innit? Like
he's out here writing tracks. Jay-Z.
Yes, and no, he's also not getting written for as well.
How do you know that?
Because as of now, I've never heard.
Oh, brother!
Nobody said that. He's been in how many disc battles? People would have said that if that was the case. Would they not have said that?
Bro, Nas took the angle of he's using Biggie's bars a lot. Okay. How is that not the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. You're repeating bars that aren't yours.
It's not the same thing, bro.
All right.
It's not the same thing.
All right.
Because the same way, you're like singing, like I say that's vocal sampling, that's what that is,
vocal again, mental gymnastics. Mental gymnastics to justify the thoughts. Listen,
it's real life, though.
It's not real life.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Bro.
Because, bro.
He used lines from somebody else.
How many lines? It's not more than 2-4 bars in a song.
Bro.
It's not more than 2-4 bars in a song.
My You're still using lines that aren't yours.
Okay, but my man could be getting a whole song made for him.
Again.
A whole song compared to 2-4 lines.
It's just one person that does that.
No, but anyone that does do it is in the same list as Drake. A
pop That's star. Cap.
How is it cap?
That's cap.
Till the day you told me Jay-Z's doing that.
Because,
I mean, you've been able to say Red has done that. And since then, I've been questioning his life and everything. Since then. Bro. But you've only been able to show me one song about Lil Wayne, which was the single, innit? That was it.
Drake wrote that.
Yeah, that's
so. Does that invalidate Wayne as a thing?
Almost.
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 You're almost. Crazy.
Almost.
You're crazy.
You know why?
You're crazy. You're crazy.
You know why it doesn't almost? Because we've got visual evidence of him actually crafting. Bro, the song.
This is what, fam.
We haven't got.
You've had
Drake.
Multiple people.
We haven't got
come
that
out
Drake.
And tell you
we haven't
that
got Drake, that Drake
is one of the best.
We haven't
writers.
Got that Drake,
bro. You had Game coming out. You had Quentin Miller coming out. You had Jack Harlow coming out. You had Rihanna coming out. You had flipping. What do you call it, bro? Allow it. We're acting like it's one rule for one rule for another, bro. Let's keep it a stack. Let's keep it a stack. Bro, allow it. Allow it, bro.
Hey, for listen. The audio listeners.
Allow it, bro.
Mike was just doing the guok guok.
No, I'm keeping it factual. Bro, man will say, oh, this guy has writers, bro, but yet has wrote bare songs, bare tracks. Listen, this guy's... fam, he's penning. And it's... Fam, you can't contest that. Bro.
His pen is touchable.
Right.
How about that?
Right.
Bro, if Jay-Z... Right. Do you not... For me, it's real simple, bro. Like, if you've had writers on your verses specifically, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Because verses, for me, is where you're seriously tested in terms of, like, writing ability and
okay.
And wordplay and all of that, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's okay. What, yes, there are certain people that are good, that are goated, that they can craft, they can do both the hooks and the what's it called, and
okay.
The thing. Like, bro, but the standard isn't most lyrical person can do the best hooks. It's not a standard thing. It's not a standard thing, bro. You can't, you gave me Jay-Z, give me another lyrical person that's amazing at doing hooks.
Lyrical ability, not the same, but 50 Cent.
He's not on the same, he's not even close to the lyrical ability of what we're talking about, the best in the
But he's written for people, so what are we talking about?
Who?
50 Cent.
What? Who's he written for?
He wrote for The Game.
Oh, brother.
Wrote for Dr. Dre.
Brother, that's another nigga.
Written for however many
that's
people.
That's probably another nigga that had writers himself, because why has he only had 2 good projects? But anyway... That's something else for another day, yeah.
Hey, now but, it's for another day. But when
mean?
It comes to Drake,
we're not talking about my man, though.
Cool.
We're not talking cool. About him, though.
Cool.
And nobody puts 50 cool. In the top 5 lyricists of even, like, nobody puts him up there, bro.
Right.
Are you telling me people put 50?
Not for me personally.
Exactly.
Not for me personally.
And what did I ask you?
Not for me personally.
I asked you to give me lyrical artists, yeah? Lyrical artists where right. That's what everybody knows them for.
Right.
And give me another thing what they're also known for hooks. You can't, it's not a thing, bro. It's not a thing. You can't tell me it is.
Wayne.
Huh?
Wayne.
Okay, that's it. These two are, that's it. You can't, with all the eyesight in the world.
No, but it's possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, that's all I wanted to know.
No, but my
That's
man,
all I wanted to know.
Wait, hold on.
That's it.
Okay, going back to
exactly
going back to the thingy.
The point has been proven.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. You were trying to dispute that man that extra lyrical can't write hooks, but I've just given you examples of guys that are lyrical and can make hooks. So it's doable.
I never said it wasn't doable. I was saying the standard isn't that.
The standard isn't what?
That lyrical people can make hooks. That's why they say, bro, okay. I'm acting like I'm crazy right now.
Mental gymnastics.
No, we're not.
Yes, bro, we are.
So then why do battle rappers struggle to make songs?
We're talking about battle rappers. They're not artists.
Why do they struggle to make songs?
Because they...
Break it down.
A man that battle raps usually would have a set structure of three rounds. Three rounds in which they deliver bars.
How many bars?
Bro, it can range...
16 bars, like a
more,
16?
A lot more than 16.
Okay, so they can probably write a verse.
Have maybe two minutes.
So you're saying they can write a verse?
Yes.
All right, cool. So
that is a completely different structure to setting up a song.
Mm-hmm.
A song in which you have what do you call it?
A verse, hook,
chorus, bridge, whatever, and then hook again.
What parts of that would you say they would struggle with?
Probably that. Creation of the hook, verse, or whatever, because they're not artists, they're battle rappers.
Okay, and then Lupe Fiasco or someone like that, would you say he's cold at making hooks? And
not? He can make hooks.
Yeah, of course they can all make hooks, bro. But like to the level of, let's say, like a 50 Cent or a Ja Rule or a T-Pain.
Of course, you're going to have different levels of man that are capable of making hooks. But that is not entirely accurate in terms of, what do you call it, where it doesn't align with how lyrical you have to be. You might not be lyrical at all and still not know how to make a hook. The same thing.
Yeah, that's a nigga that's just not talented, isn't it?
Okay.
If you're not lyrical and you don't know how to make hooks, what are you doing now?
Okay, again, but it's not just the same. It's not exclusive for lyrical niggas.
What?
That's what I'm saying. It's not exclusive.
I'm not saying it's exclusive, but I'm saying it's a very likelihood of a lyrical rapper.
Okay.
And that was my point.
Okay.
In terms of bringing it back, my point is the reason why I don't mind a lyrical rapper getting help on a hook.
Okay.
Yeah, is because that's not their strong point. Their strong point is the verses.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's what they're there for. The wordplay. Like, you don't get wordplay in a fucking hook like that. Not all the time. Like, the goats can, but not everyone can do that. Do you get what I'm saying? So. That's not, I don't think that's fucking rocket science to deep, like, do you know what I'm saying? Do you get me?
I hear you. All I'm saying is Drake 1-0. That's it, man.
It's definitely not 1-0.
It's 1-0.
It's definitely 1-0 to it's Rose.
Rose's not involved. He's the undercard. He's the undercard. He's not the main event.
Is that why your boy is making up fake Texas?
Man said fake.
Because according to the screenshot that he posted with his mom, that's the first message he meant.
Right.
Bro, you got an iPhone.
Right.
Look at the screenshot.
Right.
You got an iPhone. Look at the screenshot.
Right.
Bro, what?
Right.
What, that's the first conversation between him and his mom, yeah?
Right. Of course, it would be.
It's not it me. It's be. Not, bro.
It would be. It bro. Would be that.
And do you know what, yeah? I have to respect Jake's genius in terms of, like, the marketing he's done with this.
Marketing.
Because, bro, like the 50 reference, the DJ Academics in there and whatnot. Like, bro, like, it's smart still. He knows what he's doing. Because it's... This war is also about... winning over the people, because it's more so the people game, innit? So if you win the people, you win the war type shit, innit?
Okay.
So you get what I'm saying? That's like, so that's why I feel like, I can't remember if I got off my conspiracy bars, but the fact that my man, Rick Ross, responded to a leaked version. And how do we feel about that, actually? Let's go, let's, like, we're 2 days apart from the leaked version now.
Charge it.
Why is it not out yet?
It doesn't need to come out on DSPs.
Why is it not out officially?
It doesn't need to be on, it doesn't need to do that. It's a response. Fuck a DSP making it for the money or whatever. This is competition. He gives a fuck.
No, but bro, my man, so you're saying my man's leaking his diss record now? That's what we're doing here.
Bro, it got leaked. And if you're familiar with Drake's record in terms of leaking music, this is not a new thing. His songs get leaked all the time. It's not a new phenomenon.
And then they get leaked, and then what? Does he perform them still and does all of that? Like,
yes.
Like what? What songs would you say have got leaked?
Bear songs.
Like?
Flipping songs of For All Your Dogs got leaked. Well,
but he still released it officially.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So when is he releasing?
But for this,
when is he releasing? Fucker,
fam, he didn't release Duppy Freestyle. He didn't release that on DSPs.
I'm sure he. No, I'm. But that was a SoundCloud thing.
Yeah, SoundCloud. That's calm.
Yeah, but he hasn't even done that.
People have got it. It is words.
Is that what we're doing,
bro?
Well, man's not. Man's not released. Man's
download it.
Broski, download it. That's not the point. That's not the point. My point is, why aren't you just releasing it and just being like, wow.
Listen, it's like, for the people.
Man didn't even make a... Did he make a caption? I'm not on his Insta.
It's yet. For the people. No worry. We don't need to... It's for the people. People know.
But I think it's mid.
Man said it's mid. Right. But we were out here gassing... Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just been me.
You was the one. You was
guessing. Gassing up. What do you call it? First one was trash. No, first one was classic. Last one was tragic. What else did Cole say? Whatever.
Bro, that wasn't even the best part, bro.
Bro, your arm's too short to box with a god. Right. Right, but then we'll laugh at Drake for saying, you're making jokes about his size, 7 feet and whatnot. Listen, man, people are picky and choosy, but it's fine. It's fine. It's not to me. It's not to me. It's not to me.
You're literally the same. That's all I'm saying. You're the same. Brother.
It's 1-0, man.
Oh, it's definitely not in my
Drake
opinion.
1-0, Kendrick Lamar 0. Let's keep it going. That's all I'll say on that.
I mean, is it 1-0 just because he hasn't got a response yet?
100%.
So it's going
to... Man, I'm trying to say the light that verse is a 1-0. Yeah, that's a verse. Hop out on your song and do your own thing. Hop out. If it's really that, hop out. That's a fact.
This is why I hate it here, man.
Low it. You man are picky and choosy. When Kendrick dropped that, you were like, oh, Drake needs to respond. He did respond. So it's 1-0.
It can't be 1-0.
It's 1-0.
I don't know if it works like that.
How does it not work like that?
I don't know if it works like that still.
So we're given a verse, a 1 over a whole song.
No.
So what is it then?
I'm saying that the introduction of it doesn't count. The light that thingy doesn't count.
Okay, so what's the scoreboard?
My man has to come out first, and then you know what the thingy is.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Right.
Like, logic wise.
Right.
Because, bro, like you said, he has to pop out on it's his own one song. Man. One and then when they both got their own songs.
1-0. Kendrick will wait and needs to respond. It's 1-0.
Because he did a full song.
Yes. Which was expected. And he delivered.
That's not.
Yes.
It's not 1-0. It's not 1-0.
It is.
No.
It's 100% 1-0. 100%.
So then if... So what happens if Kendrick drops his thing?
Cool.
And then it washes out my man.
It's 1-1. It's 1-1. It's 1-1. We'll keep it going.
I think he's got half a go, if that.
half a go.
Goal, yeah.
So we're giving man blinds now.
No, like, I'm just giving Drake half a goal. I don't even know
half if he's got a goal.
For Kendrick, oh, no.
Brother,
for Kendrick.
Brother, man.
For Kendrick, not the whole thing.
Brother, man.
For Kendrick. Brother. For you Kendrick man, alone, bro.
Man.
7 foot thingies. Bro.
Whatever, give me flowers. Well, of course not. It's cool, man. It's cool.
Let's play this, man.
It's cool, man. It's
let's
cool.
Play this, man.
What am I saying? Fucking, what do you call it? What am I saying? Big up Samson, by the way. He drops his EP.
Yeah,
We'll have him on soon. I'm going to put on the song Still Wanna Hold You off his EP on the stand. Then I'm going to add Big Up Joe James as well. He also dropped an EP with Oakland and Wilfred. Big Up Wilfred at the time. I'm going to put the song Love Rhythm off that EP. Yeah, that's me. What are you adding to the playlist?
What am I adding to the playlist? Did we add Pi?
I didn't, but I can add it.
Yeah, add Pi for me. Oh, we didn't even get into this fucking Future projects.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm still trying to digest it.
What, the second one, yeah?
Yeah.
The one that drops on Friday. I actually liked it. I liked it way more than I liked the first project. And it's crazy. I think I've forgotten who I was telling. I think it was Vinch or even Brace, yeah. It was just like, raw, it's mad that 2024 Iris is fucking with R&B Future more than trap Future. Like, I can't believe I'm here still. Like,
I hear that.
Too many bangers on here. Jealous is sensational. Out of My Hands. The amazing interlude. Myself. Come to the Party. Right for You. Mile High Club. Mile High Memories, sorry. Overload. Beat It. And he does the same thing there where he was saying, be it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of that? Because that's the, what did I call it, vocal sampling? That's exactly the same thing. He does that in another song where he's sampling another song, but singing a song. I've forgotten what the song is, but it's a very famous song.
But, I can't remember.
I've forgotten the song, but yeah. And then part two of it, Red Leather as well, shout out to God. X go.
Yes, X. Put the X on that. Put the X on that. He's excommunicated from any more GOAT conversations going forward.
What happens if if this thing is scripted and we eventually...
Give yourself hope that J. Cole didn't do what he did. He did what he did and he has to stand on that.
Hold on. So what happens if, like I said, this thing is scripted, yeah? And they eventually do a track together and Cole spins the two of them. What happens then?
Brother, spin the track. That's fine.
What happens
But
then?
You're not in that GOAT conversation anymore. You're not in that.
I think if he spins them and he drops another two project classics like he says he's got to...
Listen,
I think the conversation is definitely listen, there.
You cannot call yourself the GOAT, the numero uno, and bow out when people are trying to challenge you. No, sorry. Sorry, buddy. It don't work like that.
Are they artists or are they battle rappers?
What are you talking about? Allow it, man. Bro, he's not there.
I just asked the question. Are
he's not there.
Are they battle rappers?
He's not. No.
Or are but they artists?
But this is like, competition. And we're playing for keeps. We're playing for keeps. We're playing for sport. And if you don't want to hop in the ring when it's time to play for sport, it's cool. It's fine. You can rap well. But stay out of the ring. And don't come and... When people are asking you, what are you? Don't come and tell them you're number one. You're not number one, G. You're number four or five, wherever you want to go. But that top three, you're not in there. Sorry to say. Because you're hopping out in the ring when it matters. That's a fact. No, what's the last song?
These men are still arguing about pens. Sorry, bozos.
Bro.
Listen,
man. Couldn't be my girl, man. That's all I say. But yeah, what's the last song?
I think I'm Maha Club or Red Leather. I think I'm Maha Club, yeah. My High Memories.
Cool.
I'm gonna end it that one still. But shout out Future, man. At least I still got a real goal.
I guess so.
But you know what? It's gonna be interesting because now, obviously, Drake sent that Future. Now Future actually has to give us something serious, I think, to be fair as well. So
who?
Future.
Nah, I'm not.
He has to, but he's the fucking instigator of this. He's not.
He's not a bar rapper like that, but he can try to.
Bro, if my man's singing and cussing him, he can do the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
The Weeknd singing and cussing him, he can do the same thing.
I guess so. But yeah, it's not the same. But yeah, man, Drake 1-0. In the bag, waiting for Kendrick to respond. He'll probably tear that boy up, but it's cool.
That part.
It's calm. But yeah, if you got this far, go like, share, comment, subscribe. Yeah, we'll be back soon. And yeah, man.
Trust me. Love.
Trust.
White boy.